Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I talk about anger issues and how we deal with them in life. So please like and subscribe and hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. It's Monday. You're welcome. It's time to get rolling. That's right.
I got Mikey here with me. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily BM where Brad and I discuss nothing that's important.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Yeah.
Man, so you brought up an interesting subject that you want to talk about today, and
I think I can
relate to this like with no fucking problem because it's something that I have to deal with all the fucking time. So that being said, I released the microphone to you, sir.
I wanted to talk to you about frustration and anger management.
Oh, please continue.
I'm reading this book called Men's Work, and I'm in the chapter where they're talking about like reflecting on your own anger and how it drives you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not resonating with me a lot because I don't really have a lot of anger issues that I'm aware of. Like I don't usually pop off.
No, you don't. You're usually pretty calm.
Obviously, you disagree with that because you like laughed. But it usually takes a lot to get me pissed. I think, but obviously you don't agree with me. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
I didn't say that.
I feel like you did say that.
No, I did not say that. So go fuck yourself. I'm just joking. Wait, is that part of the anger problem?
It could be part of Brad's anger problem. But like, I also wonder if by not expressing my anger, if it's creating more internal harm, because, you know, I do get frustrated with things and I do get mm-hmm. upset. I just don't show my anger and I don't express it to people, you know, in outbursts like some people do.
I wonder who you're talking about. Are you pointing me out, you dick?
No.
Yeah, no, you are.
You don't yell at nobody ever. You're the nicest guy, especially lately.
I feel some sarcasm there.
I'm just joking. But you know I mean? Like the people that get pissed that and then they release their anger, you know, in a tirade, an outlash, they normally have like a moment afterwards, you know, where they're like, now it's spent. It's out of their body. Whereas like people like me that keep it internal, like we don't really have that outlet. But then I don't mentally feel like I need it because I'm not aggravated, but my body is always like stiff and tight, you know, like it feels like it's always in a fight or flight mode. So I'm wondering how much of the physiology rolls into that. And I didn't know what your aspect of it is because you do have a tendency to be more able to, you know, express your frustration with stuff than I do.
Well, I'll elaborate on that with them real quick. In my case, for instance, it's something that I absolutely can't stand about myself, to be honest with you. I hate it. I don't like it. It's not as rewarding as you think it is. If anything, it's frustrating.
Yes,
really? Because then you have to apologize for your action, and then you have to freaking figure out what triggered it. And then when you don't know what triggered it, it frustrates you even more because it's just trying to find the trigger mechanism is the hardest part of the anger thing. So I did a little bit of reading as well with some anger management because I've been struggling with it for a while. I've been struggling with it all my life, actually. And I was way worse in my younger years. And I mean, I'm at least recognizing now in my older years and trying to deal with it, but right. it is a day, hour, minute to minute task.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. So coming from somebody that is just flipped the opposite of you, for instance,
uh-huh.
It's not something that is like rewarding. If anything, it builds up more pressure, more tense. And then when you do come down, you feel horrible about it.
Oh, because you lost your cool.
Because you lose your cool, you lose your train of thought. You allowed the actions of others to get into your head, and you allowed it. Because in the grand scheme of things, you have to stop and think and pause and take a deep breath, and which I'm trying to do is take a breath and pause. Uh-huh. But sometimes you don't get that action out and get it to do that.
Right.
And so you explode. And it is absolutely the worst feeling when you do that to somebody. People think, oh, you feel great about it, but you really don't. I mean,
so you know, okay, so you don't feel good about it afterwards.
No, I do not feel good about it at all. If anything, I feel
like you don't have that like release, like, you know, like I got out of my system.
No, as a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. It actually adds more pressure on you because you realized you were being a dickhead. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And then you don't get it, feels good in the moment, okay, because you're releasing. Right. But you feel the remorse. See, I guess the difference is you'd have to ask somebody who doesn't feel remorse. You know what I mean? Because there's people out there that'll explode and be that way, and they don't give a shit. Where
right.
after I've had a chance to think about it, I give a shit.
You do give a shit, and then you're pissed off.
Then it bugs
about
me,
it.
And then it bothers me. So it's been a real struggle, and it still is. And I haven't mastered it. I'm probably not even close. I'm probably, I don't know, I've probably gained about 30% on it. You know,
even,
but I mean,
even with all the work that you've been putting into it,
even with all the work, I'm saying 30%. There's times I catch it. And when I have a moment to catch it, I'm good at catching it. But when I'm in the heat of the moment is where I'm struggling. And, you know, so it's just reading and educating yourself more, I would assume.
So do you find that you get like really frustrated doing like tasks and stuff like that? Is it tasks or people that frustrate you more? Like, you know, like if something's not working the way it's supposed to, or if you're having like trouble figuring it out.
I think what happens is that it's, I would say it's a little of both, honestly. I get frustrated with people, but I also get very frustrated with the task.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to go, okay, think about this for a minute, slow down. It's okay to take if it takes you a little longer. I think what my problem is that I feel like I should know everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right. so when you feel like you should know everything and have all the answers and you don't, that adds to the frustration.
It gets frustrating. Mm-hmm.
Which allows you to get that anger starts to build towards that task because you're struggling finding the answer. And I, you know, it's funny because like in our men's group, Ryan Mickler actually had made, and I know it has nothing to do with anger, but I'm going to go somewhere with this, with pride. And I think
I saw that it was about the guy that didn't want to have the people pay for him.
Yeah, exactly. And then
I saw that post. Mm-hmm.
But that's just men. You know, we have a tendency, and maybe women are the same way. I don't know. It's something I probably have to ask my wife. But, you know.
Well, she's more of a guy than you are.
That's probably true. It's probably true. Her dick's bigger than mine. But
that was a joke.
But that being said, you know, pride is a big thing. So it's hard for a man to say, oh, I don't know the answer to that. Can you help me? I think that's the hardest thing. So that triggers an anger moment because you're angry at yourself for not being able to figure it out and to know the answer. And then
I don't do that. Like if I need help, I just ask. Cause I'm like, I know I don't have all the answers. I know that the moment I have all the answers is the day that I die.
Well, that's not what I meant. What I'm saying is it's a pride thing. I don't think it's like, so I think when you start adding pride into the moment, and the pride's a killer, and I say it all the time, but it's hard when you're on the other end of that pride going saying, but still I have some, you know what I mean?
Ego's not your amigo.
No, it is not. But so
I try to be as humble as I can about shit like that.
Yeah. So that being said, you know, it's still a work in progress, something I'm always working on. And I just feel like, those are the kind of things that, you know, the help with books, the help with people that you surround yourself. I mean, I'm very open with my group, for instance, and I tell them what my issues are, you know, and they try to help the best they can, you know?
Oh, that's good.
Because, you know, they're not psychiatrists either. You know what I mean?
My group just likes the fitness.
they're all here to pump you up.
Pretty much.
There's nothing wrong with that either. But yeah, so when I was younger and I would have been able to have this conversation and not sit here and just bullshit my way through it, I would totally have bullshitted my way through it. I said, I don't have an anger problem. What are you talking about? And then literally minutes later, freaking lost my shit on something.
Oh, really? You would have?
Oh, I literally struggled in my 20s, especially all the way through my early 30s. I really had a lot of pinned up just hostilities and anger.
Frustration.
Frustrations. You know, you know, it's funny because you say you should never look into the past. You should always just continue to go forward and live in the moment, live in the moment and look forward to the future. And just because the past is the past, you can't change it. So it's gone. So you might as well just erase it. So, but the problem was, is in my 20s and my early 30s, I would always look back like, man, I could have done this. I could have been this. I could have just, if I would have went to school or if I would have done this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I stopped doing that a long time ago because that does all that is just a mental masturbation.
Yeah. Not even that, because at least masturbation, it's a, you know, it feels. No,
I mean, it's just, yeah. Well, true. I guess, yeah. If you look at it that way,
yeah. I'm just saying, come on, man. But yeah, I would say it's more. It's basically a mental block. It tears down your mind to look to live in the moment and progress to the future.
Right.
And so it's a real struggle, man. I mean, for someone like me, because I mean, like in your shoes, you know, you don't have that issue.
Yeah, I got other issues though.
Okay, Michael, we'll go ahead and lean back in your chair and let's talk about it.
Yeah, that are different. Well, like I said, like I have the tendency to like I beat myself up more than anybody else can ever beat me up. Like, you know, I hurt myself a lot more than anybody else can.
You know, cut yourself, do you?
No, I meant like verbally,
mentally,
and like mentally and like beat myself up. You know, like
right.
Beat myself up if I make a mistake or things like that. So that sucks a lot. So I don't know if it's like, it's more like instead of like pushing my hatred out, I push my hatred in.
Yeah. But I mean,
which I really haven't found a lot of good topics on that, you know, like talking about like how, what happens if you just constantly are ingesting the anger and not.
Yeah. You're
it
pinning it up. I mean, that's a great thing too, man. I mean, if you really think about it, if somebody who pins up all that frustration and that anger over time, you know, it's funny because I'll bring my wife into this scenario. She is just like you. She's wired like that, believe it or not. But when she explodes, but yes, it takes a long time to get her there.
I don't explode.
Well, I mean, it
like
takes,
it. I don't feel like it takes her that long.
It does, trust me. Especially if it's something that's like a sensitive matter. I mean, it does take a little bit of time, but once that blows up, it blows up like a volcano erupts. You might just be a little bit more of a napper volcano. You know what I mean? Where it's like a little bit, you know, like the one that's been like sitting dormant for like 600 million years, but all of a sudden it's like Yellowstone when it goes.
600 million years.
I mean, I think I've only seen you in what, 13 years, probably lose your temper. I mean, especially with me, like when I'm sure there's plenty of times you could have been pissed off, but believe me, I know that. But I think I've only seen you really lose it once. Like I know of. I know for a fact you lost it that one time. When? And it was a long ass time ago when we were in the office and you screeched out of the parking lot, pissed off at me, dude. And I knew right then and there I had made you mad. So
what was I pissed off about?
I can't remember what it was. I don't remember what it was, but I remember you throwing shit across your office and you stormed out of the damn building. You were so pissed off at me.
That was at you though.
Oh yes, it was. 100%. Because I stormed out right after you because I was pissed at you. And that's the only time we've ever done that. And then we called each other, though, about an hour later, and I told you I was sorry because I told you I was the dick. I started it. I was pushing for a fight. I was looking to push your buttons, and I succeeded. And it's the only time that I've ever seen you losing on me. Oh. And I was like, well, fuck that motherfucker. I got in my car and I left too. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But we came back to the, well, actually we did not come back to the office. We took the rest. It was like late in the afternoon. It was like, I want to say 3:30
when it happened.
So
we were just done
for the day.
I honestly don't remember that. That's funny.
I vividly remember it. I've never seen you that mad in the face where your face was beet red. And when you came around the corner, but when I looked into your office, I don't know what you fucking picked up. I still couldn't tell you, but you threw something or slapped something off your desk or something, got up and hauled that, grabbed your keys and left. So, yeah, only time I've ever seen you lose your cool.
Really?
No, yeah. I thought for sure. I was like, oh, she's going to come around the corner and hit me. That's the first thing I thought. I thought, I was like, this is going to end well because he's going to jack me right in the fucking nose. And I know how hard you hit. And I was like, I'm not going to get up for a little while.
You thought I was going to jack you?
Oh, yeah. That's how mad I made you, dude. I knew you were furious. I made my wife that mad before, too. Where she's going to come around the corner and fucking belt me. Oh, hell yeah, dude. You know? And then I was like, this isn't going to end well. You know what I mean? In my mind. As soon as I heard that thing go flying across the room, I went, And I heard the feet coming. I was like, oh, fuck, he's going to hit me right in the fucking face. And I was like, I'm not.
I don't remember. I don't even fucking remember that. That's crazy.
I was like this. I remember just sitting there going, it's going to be night time.
I very rarely get to that level.
I know. That's what I meant. That's the only time I ever remember you losing.
I think my favorite one was when I slapped your hand away from touching the radio because you were trying. No, you're that's different.
That actually made me laugh. But I was like,
I was hot in that moment. I bet my steering wheel. Do you remember?
Oh, dude, you literally punched the top of that steering wheel so hard that bitch bent. I was like, damn. I forget what you were mad at.
Fucking cheap Ford piece of fucking shit.
And I just tried to turn your radio down. You're like, fuck that. Smack my head.
No, you were trying to answer the call. The person was calling me.
That's right.
Yeah, you're trying to answer the call. And I was like, no, fuck you. I'm not picking up. If I pick up right now, it's going to be the end of the world because I hit DEFCON 12.
I can't remember what it was about, but you were furious, dude. I remember because all of a sudden I just looked at you and was like, what the fuck was that? And I was like, just answer. You're like, what? You smacked me like a dad smacks a kid's hand off the plate. I was like,
do not touch a black man's radio.
I literally started laughing. I was like, what the fuck was that? You're like, no, don't fucking answer that goddamn phone. I was like, okie dokie. I was like, all right.
I was pissed.
But back to the anger stuff. So it's like,
yeah.
So the book, tell me a little bit. You said what didn't relate with you. So
no, I just started picking up the topic too. Cause it was just trying to like be in tune with your anger, take a moment, mm-hmm. like relax, like, you know, breathe through it, blah, de, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, like, no.
Blah, de, blah, blah, blah. Gotcha.
Do you ever get like that with books where you're just at some point you just become like, you're just like, man, fuck this.
I get that way with books and I shut the book. I go, okay, I'll try to come back to it. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like, what the fuck? Or here's the worst one. The audio books. When I'm walking in the mornings, like I'll walk at 5:15 in the morning. I get up and I walk about 2.25 miles every day. Right. So I was literally like this. I was walking, listening to this audiobook, and I went, Jesus Christ, man. So I put on music. I was like, I can't take this anymore because it was getting really biblical. And don't get me wrong, man. I'm talking about.
That bothers me too.
Yeah. So the book that what I was listening to is the one that we were just listening to for the month. It was very biblical in the beginning, but it hasn't stopped. Like he's talking about.
Oh, biblical. The Call of the Wild. This one. I haven't got that one yet.
Okay.
Or not Call of the Wild, but whatever it's called.
Wild in the Wild. I don't remember. I have it on my book. Yeah, something like that. But I have it on my book, on my Audible. But so I was sitting there listening to it, and I was like going, oh, my God, dude. All right, get to the point. Let's move past the biblical stuff. I get the references. All right, let's go. Come on. But it kept going on and on and on and on. So I was just like,
Yeah, that shit can get annoying.
Yeah, it's just so I can understand that. But I forgot where I was going with that. But but it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, when you have those kind of books, it just gets to you. Again, the temper comes into play there too. So I start to get annoyed. I get bothered.
Why does the temper come in?
Because I'm ready to turn the shit off, but I know I should listen to it. And I start questioning myself. That's what I'm saying. I'm totally fucked up.
I feel but, you. I feel you on
that. It's just one of those things, man. But then people are annoying me. So here's the thing. Okay, so I'm just going to pick on the call for a moment. Okay, the Friday calls that we're on. Yeah. So the last few weeks, man, just listening to certain people talking there just starts to irritate me. And I'm just like, I'm trying not to judge because, I mean, I judge myself. So, you know what? Fuck it. I got the right to judge. So if you don't judge yourself, you can't judge nothing, even though he says not to judge anyone. Even though the Lord says not to judge, but the reality is, I find myself getting annoyed by some of the responses, and I'm going like this. I just take a breath and I kind of try to go, because there's times I want to raise my hand and go, "This guy's full of shit." You know what I mean? But you can't do that. You can't call people out. You know what I mean? So you just kind of listen and you move on. But it's like, but those are the kind of things. It's like,
sometimes I get that. I get that vibe sometimes.
Yeah, and so I start kind of like fiddling with other shit. I have a very short attention span as it is. So if it gets
long-winded, do you feel like it's gotten shorter? I know my attention span's gotten shorter. I mean, I'm doing a Rubik's Cube right now during the podcast.
Are we talking about my attention span or are we talking about something else?
I mean, we could talk penises if you want. I don't care.
No, it's okay. I don't want to talk about one wiener, but because it's already short enough. All you'll do is make it shorter in conversation. Yeah, I would say as I gotten older, my attention span has gotten a little less and less. Each year that passes, I get less and less attentive. I'm just kind of like, eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, there's a reason why I like a 20-30 minute podcast. I don't like the Joe Rogan. I mean, I love Joe Rogan sometimes listening to him. Uh-huh. But shit, man, I can't listen to his shit for 4 hours, dude.
Oh, no,
I just can't. Either. I just can't do it. I can't stay in that moment for 4 hours. Even if I have it on in the office kind of deal, you know, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. It's too long. But give me a 30-minute podcast, man. I'm in like Flynn, because it's in and out now, you know?
Yeah.
So
that you think that's definitely tension. Your attention's not as great as it was.
I don't know if it's necessary. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily that, or if I'm just getting, okay, this is going to sound really fucking horrible. Just getting bored with life.
I get that.
So that throws it in there. And so you throw that into the mix along with attention span difference. You throw that in with anger management. It all comes to a head, you know, but we can re-explore this topic, down the road.
It's always a good topic to talk about. It never gets old, unlike us.
Well, you know, it's funny. I made a post to my story earlier, and I'll read it to you real quick. Because I thought it was very interesting, and it just kind of sat with me a little bit.
Yeah.
So let me read this before we get out of here. Okay.
Sure.
Every minute someone leaves this world behind, we are all in the line, quotes, without knowing it. We never know how many people are before us in line. We cannot move to the back of the line. We cannot step out of the line, and we cannot avoid the line. So while we wait in line, make moments count, make priorities, make the time, make your gifts known, make a nobody feel like a somebody. Okay. So, I mean, somebody should like be that way with me. Make your voice heard.
Huh? What? I wasn't listening. No, I'm just kidding.
make the small things big. All right. Make someone smile, make the change, make love, make up, make peace. Make sure to tell your people. And the attention span goes, right? That's what I'm saying. Make sure to tell your people they are loved, and make sure to have no regrets, which I don't think you can go through life without without at least one or two regrets. And make sure you are ready.
No regrets.
Well, speaking of regrets, I regret to inform you that we are out of time for this show.
Thanks, fucking God.
So go back and play. And just like that. Hey, fuck you, Marty. God damn it, asshole.
Anyway. Fuck you too.
Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you, guys. Oh, my God. Let me get it out. Son of a bitch. Anyway.
Fuck you.
Guys, don't forget to head over to dailyvm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. Also, don't forget to head over to masondangerbeardco.com where you get 20% off just by using the promo code dailyvm. Mikey, you got anything you want to get angry about before we leave?
No, I'm happy go lucky. Everybody, you know, have a fucking great week and just do your shit and fucking just live life to the best or whatever.
And for that, we'll see you guys on the flip side. Back to Rubik's Cube we go.
Bye.
Deuces.